Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
I'm Rebecca.
So Rebecca, how often do you go to night markets?
我多常逛夜市啊，其实我真的很常很常去耶。我大概是once a week, 一个礼拜去一次吧。The food in night markets is cheap and delicious. It is also fun shopping in night markets. What about you?
Well, I don't go as much as I used to. When I first came to Taiwan, I went a lot. But now, I only go if I really want something. I mean, to be honest, I feel they're too crowded sometimes.
哎呦，好玩的地方人多是一定的咯。You can try going to night markets on weekdays. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, instead of on weekends.
Ah, okay, that's pretty smart. However, if I go to a new city in Taiwan, I will always check out the local night market there.
It's a good way to get to know a new city. Brilliant.
So today's article is a conversation that I probably had with someone when I first came to Taiwan. And it's about getting to know night markets when my co-workers showed me around.
有外国朋友来台湾的时候啊，我也很喜欢带他们去逛夜市哦。今天就来看看 Pat 老师当初刚来台湾的时候，他的同事带他去逛夜市所发生的一段对话。
Yep, today Tiffany will be showing me around. So let's take a look at what happens.
马上来看看今天的对话。
Enjoying snacks in night markets.
This night market is really huge.
Yes, Shili Night Market is the biggest one in Taipei. It first opened over 100 years ago when peddlers settled in this neighborhood.
I see. No wonder there are so many food stands here.
I think we can start with fried chicken steak. Do you see those people standing in line?
Wow! The line is so long! It must be very good!
Exactly! Fried chicken steak is one of the most famous foods in this night market.
You can tell me more about it as we line up.
Wait, we should get a drink first. You'll need something to wash down the food.
Then what do you suggest?
There's a vendor there selling sugarcane juice. We can grab one each and get in line.
Word power!
Food stand. Food stand. Many food stands.Line the streets at the night market. Many food stands line the streets at the night market. Fried, fried. A favorite meal for the British is fried fish and chips. A favorite meal for the British is fried fish and chips.Line up, line up. Hundreds of people lined up to buy the new iPhone. Hundreds of people lined up to buy the new iPhone. Grab, 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 grabbed, grabbed. Lucy was very busy and...could only grab a quick lunch. Lucy was very busy and could only grab a quick lunch.
Okay, so this is me 6 years ago, okay? And I say, this night market is really huge. Huge means just really big.
像是 big 或者是 large, 它都是大。但如果你要说很大的话呢，你就可以用 huge 这个形容词。台湾有许多夜市，它的规模都很大哦。Tiffany 当初带 Pat 老师去逛哪一个很大的夜市呢？
Yeah, then Tiffany says, yes, Shilin Night Market is the biggest one in Taipei. It first opened over 100 years ago when peddlers settled in this neighborhood. So we're in Shilin Night Market. No wonder I think it's huge.
要不是 Tiffany 老师介绍，我都不知道士林夜市竟有超过100多年的历史了。我只知道士林夜市很多观光客而已。
Now, in that last sentence, we saw the word peddler, P-E-D-D-L-E-R, peddler, which means a person who sells from door to door or in the street. They could sell food, clothes, household items, or anything people want to buy.
Peddle 这个字当动词使用的时候就是叫卖。挨家挨户兜售的意思，我们在字尾后面加上 r, peddler 就是来叫卖兜售物品的人咯。
So, these peddlers settled in the Shilin Night Market neighborhood. If you settle somewhere, S-E-T-T-L-E, settle, you make a permanent home somewhere. You stop moving around and just stay where you are.Since I've been in Taiwan for 6 years and I'm married, it looks like I've settled in Taiwan.
Good for you. Taiwan is a good place to settle down.、
Mm-hmm.
Settle 这个动词啊，它就是搬到个地方，然后定居下来的意思。在一百多年前，许多小贩本来是要挨家挨户兜售东西，他们是流动摊贩。但后来呢，在士林夜市这附近啊，就安定下来，有个定点贩卖的摊子。
So back to the conversation. I say, I see. No wonder there are so many food stands here. A food stand, which is F-O-O-D, food, S-T-A-N-D, stand, food stand, is a temporary structure used to prepare and sell food to the general public.Usually where large groups of people are outdoors, in a park, at a parade, near a stadium, that kind of thing.
我们会在一大群人聚集的地方，像是公园啊，有游行 parade 的时候啊，或是体育场附近，看到这种 food stand, 卖食物的摊子。你有没有发现 stand 这个字很眼熟呢？没错，是个多义字哦。当动词使用的时候，就是站立的意思。Please stand up, 就是请站起来。但它也可以当名词使用，表示一个摊位。
So, we could say, many food stands line the streets at the night market. Many food stands line the streets at the night market.
哦，去夜市光看到这个画面呢，很多食物摊位也街道排成一列。等一下一定要每一摊都吃一点吃一点，吃到肚子超撑才要离开。台湾夜市呢有非常多有名的知名美食，不晓得 Pat 老师他的夜市初体验吃了什么？ Pat, what did you eat at the night market?
Well, since there are so many food stands, I don't know what to eat first. Luckily, Tiffany says, I think we can start with fried chicken steak. That's jipai, right?Okay, if something is fried, F-R-I-E-D, fried, this means it's been cooked in hot oil.
我们料理的方式有很多种，什么煎、煮、炒、炸等等。在英文当中，只要是跟油有相关的，用油去煎、用油去炒、用油去炸，都可以用 fry, F-R-Y 这个动词。所以 fried 去掉 y 加 ied 变形容词之后呢，表示用油去炒的啊，像是 fried rice, fried noodles 炒饭啊、炒面等等。fried 可以表示用油去炸的 ，fried chicken 就是炸鸡。
Okay, so here's a sentence with fried. A favorite meal for the British is fried fish and chips.A favorite meal for the British is fried fish and chips.
去英国一定要吃这道很道地的英国食物，叫 fried fish and chips, 炸鱼跟薯条，这是英国人最喜欢的食物了。
Yeah, I should explain that when British people, when we say chips, we mean big, fat French fries. What Americans call chips, the crunchy ones, we call crisps.
在佩老师解释之前，你们觉得很纳闷啊？薯条，薯条不是 French fries 吗？为什么英国人喜欢吃的 fried fish and chips 要翻译成炸鱼跟薯条呢？ French fries 是美式英文的薯条说法，英式英文啊，它是用 chips 来表示薯条哦。然后美式英文的 chips 薯片 洋芋片，英国人呢则是叫它 crisp， 很有趣吧？
Yep, so Tiffany goes on to say, Do you see those people standing in line? And I reply, Wow, the line is so long. It must be very good. And Tiffany says, Exactly. Fried chicken steak is one of the most famous foods in this night market.
去士林夜市，我也一定会买一个比脸还要再更大的鸡排，然后搭配一杯真奶。我们刚提到 steak 有肉排的意思，它可以是牛排或者是鱼排。Fried chicken steak 那就是炸鸡排哦，我好想每天宵夜都来一块炸鸡排。Pat, tell me, you have tried it. You can't miss fried chicken steak.
I don't eat meat, so, you know, I never actually ate it. I just saw the people. But in this conversation, I decide to try it. And I say, you can tell me more about it as we line up. If you line up, which is L-I-N-E-U-P, line up, you stand in line or in a row. You form a line. And I'm sure you guys know the chicken stand at Shilin Night Market, and people are always lining up there.
Line 当名词使用的时候，它是一个排队的队伍。当动词使用的话， line up 就是排队的意思。
Yeah, we could also say hundreds of people lined up to buy the new iPhone. Hundreds of people lined up to buy the new iPhone.
好几百人排队买新的 iPhone. 在士林夜市，不只是炸鸡排的摊位，蚵仔煎啊，生炒花枝啊，大饼包小饼啊，每一摊都大排长龙呢。
Yeah, Tiffany has another idea though. She says, wait, we should get a drink first.You'll need something to wash down the food. When we talk about washing down food, we mean drinking something after you eat so you're not so thirsty. This is important if the food is salty, and some foods go very well with some drinks like red wine and cheese.
吃东西的时候搭配适合的饮料会让这个食物更美味哦。像刚刚佩老师说红酒跟 cheese 哦，那就是绝妙的搭配。如果你吃的东西太咸的话，也需要点饮料来把食物给 wash down 冲下去，才不会吃完之后觉得那口很渴。我个人觉得鸡排就要配真奶啊，不过每个人喜欢的饮料不太一样咯。So Pat, what did you have to wash down the food?
Well, I ask Tiffany and I say, then what do you suggest? And she says, there's a vendor there selling sugar cane juice. We can grab one each and get in line.
除了刚刚说的 peddler 之外呢，我们也可以用 vendor 这个字来表示在街上贩卖东西的人。Tiffany 推荐的 sugar cane juice 是什么样的饮料啊？
Well, sugar canes are tall plants. They look like dark green bamboo, and you use them to make sugar. You often see these stands in night markets.
其实糖就是甘蔗做出来的，所以 sugar cane 就是甘蔗的意思。
We also saw the word grab, G-R-A-B, grab. And to grab means to get some food or something like that quickly, because you're busy. So we're not going to get the drink and stand there drinking it. We're going to grab it, then line up to buy the chicken.
这个动词 grab 本来有抓的意思，在这边也可以指匆忙的去弄点东西来吃。
We could also say, Lucy was very busy and could only grab a quick lunch.Lucy was very busy and could only grab a quick lunch.
Lucy 很忙，没时间吃饭，只能够很快的吃顿晚餐。那这边的 grab 就是一个很快吃点东西咯。
And that's where the conversation ends for today. So let's end the lesson.
是不是觉得意犹未尽，想再多逛逛夜市呢？休息一下，马上回来。
So, what's your favorite night market snack, Rebecca?
我最喜欢吃的夜市小吃很难解释耶，是大肠包小肠。但如果我直接翻译的话，你知道大肠跟小肠，佩老师会吓死的。my favorite one is Taiwanese hot dog.
Okay. Right.
What about yours?
I really like scallion cake, which is 葱油饼.
Ooh, 葱油饼.
Yeah, I love that. And stinky tofu,
臭豆腐.
And to drink, I really like almond tea, or 杏仁茶.
Ah, 杏仁茶.
Yeah, once when I was in Jiayi, I had taro chips in honey. 芋头酥片之类的，它上面有点糖。 And they were really good.
佩老师很厉害哦，他尝了很多台湾的美食呢。
Okay, well that's the end of the first part of this conversation, but it's not the end of the article. Tomorrow we're going to find out about more snacks and learn how they're different in different parts of Taiwan. Join us then, goodbye for now, bye!
Bye!
You can't sweep all of your problems under the rug.
You can't sweep all of your problems under the rug.
Hello, 大家好 ,I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。大家有没有过有朋友到家里做客的经验呢？如果客人临时来访，但是家里很乱的话，你会怎么办呢？我想有些人可能就会暂时把东西收到旁边去，甚至紧张的把垃圾收到沙发底下吧。英文中有一个谚语就是由此衍生而来的 sweep something under the rug 表示视而不见的意思，这句话字面上的意思是把东西扫到地毯下面，引申之意就是视若无睹的意思。让我来举个例句， Don't try to sweep your problems under the rug， 不要试着假装看不见你的问题，也就是要勇敢面对的意思。同样的句子我们也可以写成 Don't try to sweep your problems under the carpet. Carpet 就是指比较大条的地毯， Rug 则是小条的。其实两者的意思用法都是一样的，是不是很有趣呢？希望今天教的句子同学们都能够记起来哦。现在就让我们来看看今天的例句， You can't sweep all of your problems under the rug.小聚会，我们下次见喽。
You can't sweep all of your problems under the rug.
You can't sweep all of your problems under the rug.
Chit chat.
First of all, I want to.
等等，你刚刚说的 first of all 跟 at first 有什么不同呢？
First of all 是用来表示首先第一的意思哦。当我们要提出两个以上的重点，或者是列举一些项目的时候，我们就可以用 first of all 来提出第一点、第一项。比方呢，像是如果有一天我得到奥斯卡金像奖最佳女主角要致辞的时候，我就会这么说。Oh my god, I can't believe it! First of all, I'd like to thank my parents for supporting me in everything I do. Second, I'd like to thank my friends for being so patient with me. 啊，什么导播？哦，什么没时间了？哎呦，造个句也不行哦。好啦，那另外呢 ？First of all 还可以用来表示动作的先后顺序哦。比方像是吃饭前呢，妈妈都会说呢，哎，怎么样要先洗手啊 ？First of all, go wash your hands, and then we can eat. 不过常常会有人问我说，哎 ，First of all 看 at first 又有什么不同呢？因为它都有个 first 哦。At first 完全不同，它是表示某件事情起先怎么样，一开始怎么样，可是后来却有不同的结果，所以是有点转折的语气哦。像是一开始我本来不是很喜欢吃芥末，但是我后来竟然越来越爱吃呢。At first I didn't like wasabi, but after I tried some more, I love it.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
在列举事情的时候，或是在提到动作的顺序的时候，就可以用 first of all 来表示首先或是第一点，而 at first 是表示起先、起初怎么样，后来却不是怎样的意思哦。
Enjoying snacks in night markets.
This night market is really huge.
Yes.Shili Night Market is the biggest one in Taipei. It first opened over 100 years ago, when peddlers settled in this neighborhood.
I see. No wonder there are so many food stands here.
I think we can start with fried chicken steak.
Do
Do you see those people standing in line?
Wow! The line is so long! It must be very good!
Exactly! Fried chicken steak is one of the most famous foods in this night market.
You can tell me more about it as we line up.
Wait, we should get a drink first. You'll need something to wash down the food.
Then what do you suggest?
There's a vendor there selling sugarcane juice. We can grab one each and get in line. Food stand. Food stand. Many food stands line the streets at the night market. Many food stands line the streets at the night market. Fried. Fried. A favorite meal for the British is fried fish and chips. A favorite meal for the British is fried fish and chips. Line up. Line up. Hundreds of people lined up to buy the new iPhone. Hundreds of people lined up to buy the new iPhone. Grab. Grab. Grab, grabbed, grabbed. Lucy was very busy and could only grab a quick lunch. Lucy was very busy and could only grab a quick lunch.